Immigration and record illegal border crossings are on the agenda today as President Biden visits Mexico. Yesterday, he made his first stop as president to the southern border of the United States. He was in El Paso, Texas, where the mayor has declared a state of emergency. Lauren Villagran is on the line. She's a reporter for the El Paso Times and USA Today. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, Scott.
So the mayor of El Paso, Oscar Leeser, a Democrat, told CNN today he showed President Biden pictures of migrants sleeping on the streets of El Paso. Let's take a listen.
I was able to have a one-on-one with him and talk to him about what had been going on in El Paso and our needs. And he was able to talk to the Border Patrol and ask them what their needs were. And I was very impressed because when he asked them what their needs were, he knew what their needs were.
So, Lauren, what do things look like in El Paso now for the migrants who are there? Some of them are sleeping on the streets or in churches.
Yeah, so the real emergency has started to wane in that we're seeing far fewer numbers of people arriving in El Paso compared to just a month ago. That being said, there is still a large group of migrants, some of whom crossed unlawfully without seeking asylum because they knew they would be returned under the Title 42 expulsion policy. Mm-hmm. And there are still people sleeping on the street. You heard the mayor say that he presented photographs in a photo book that he made for President Biden because he's been out on the street, the mayor has, for the past several weeks, several months, taking photographs to document what El Paso has seen and what El Paso has been through.
Yeah. Now, the president visited the border bridge and looked at the wall, spoke at a migrant service support center, asked if I could wave a wand, what should I do? What answers have been provided to President Biden, you know, during his visit?
Unfortunately, immigration reform is just not that easy. I think you hear a lot of lawmakers, elected officials, folks who work with migrants calling for some kind of comprehensive reform. That's been the call for, you know, more than a decade now. You know, we know that the president and DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas have announced new initiatives that do expand the pool of visas for those who might be on their way. That being said, you know, immigrant rights advocates say that those visas may not be available to the neediest, to the most vulnerable. And so we do know one thing, though, that whatever the outcome and the consequences of the new policies are, we're going to see it in El Paso.
Yeah. Well, El Paso is a place with one of the largest numbers of illegal border crossings. And now the Texas National Guard, I gather, is patrolling the border. Is there a sense that crossings are down right now?
Crossings are down right now for a number of reasons, but the Texas National Guard, what they've done is they've come in and they've laid concertina wire and additional chain link fencing in the Rio Grande Canal, and that has shifted, that has forced migrants to go a little further east or a little further west. But remember, even though, you know, crossing between a port of entry is technically unlawful, it's a misdemeanor under federal law, seeking asylum in between a port of entry is not unlawful. So, you know, will the numbers continue to go down as people avail themselves of the new visa programs available to Venezuelans, Nicaraguans, Cubans, and Haitians remains to be seen.
And Lauren, just backing up, can you review for the rest of us the main pieces of the president's proposed changes to border policy and how that's being received in, say, Mexico?
Sure. Well, you know, Mexico actually put out a statement supporting part of the administration's plan, which is to provide up to 30,000 visas for people from, again, Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela. Mexico called it the largest expansion in labor mobility in the region in recent memory. So, I mean, that was pretty surprising. But we also know that Mexico has agreed to take back people from those countries up to 30,000 a month. The Biden administration is doubling down on the use of the Title 42 expulsion policy while it remains in place. without comprehensive reform that overhauls the nation's immigration laws, administrations, both Republican and Democrat, are going to have to continue to create policies that react to immediate issues and humanitarian crises. And migrants are going to continue to face a sort of, policy whiplash as they find that, their nationality or their demographic is suddenly targeted.
That's Lauren Villagrande, reporter for the El Paso Times and USA Today. Lauren, thanks so much.
Thank you, Scott.